about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. How you guys all doing? Thank you for joining us on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Call in now with your medical questions. Any comments? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of good stuff to talk about. We said goodbye today to Jan Berenstain. You guys know who she is? She is the co-author of the Berenstain Bears books. We used to call them the Bernstein, but it's not Bernstein. It's the Berenstain Bears. She and her husband had been writing them for, I guess, 50 years. She died today of a stroke at age 88. Apparently, interesting study. She and her husband are both from Pennsylvania. From what I understand, the first person to help her and her husband actually do these books was Dr. Seuss. The gentleman who ended up being Dr. Seuss, Theodore Geisel, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, actually was a children's book editor at Random House. And he actually helped get them started. Apparently they were both in the war together. Her husband Stan had died back in 2005, but he had actually been a medical illustrator at a stateside army hospital during World War II. And then I guess she worked as a draftsman for the Army Corps of Engineers, building Navy seaplanes as a riveter. And they ended up marrying in 1946, etc. Interesting story, but Berenstain Bears. I remember they made a cartoon, right? I thought Brother Bear and Sister Bear really should have fought more. It would have looked a little bit more authentic, but either than that, pretty good. All right, a lot of stuff to talk about. For those of you that missed anything in the first couple hours, we'll probably just quickly review some of those. But I also got some new stories. This is kind of interesting here. All right. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know how to do this without laughing. Apparently, there's a chemical that we all know, your hydrogen sulfide, right, that makes that nasty smell when you burp or fart, right? And Japanese researchers actually have harnessed this hydrogen sulfide and say that it helps increase the purity of stem cells. Now, what they're trying to do is use the smell, right? They're trying to use that, okay, to convert stem cells from human teeth into liver cells. I'm assuming something's going to stink, all right? But this hydrogen sulfide is what gives that very putrid smell, right? Flatulence and bad breath. Now, anyway, they say a group in China has already beaten Japan to the punch and has already reported using the gas to enhance the survival of mesenchymal stem cells taken from bone marrow of rats. Now, yes, you could get this hydrogen sulfide from bacteria. I think it could be pretty toxic, and the BBC News says it could be pretty toxic in large quantities. Remember we talked about also the methane, right, in gas? Oh, you guys might not have heard that. I done a whole show on what comprises, you know, gas and why it hurts the environment. It was kind of interesting stuff. Okay, anyway, so it looks like, you know, people, we have these stem cells. We try to use these stem cells to make other organs, which is very, very exciting. But I guess the gas, right, especially hydrogen sulfide, increase the proportion of stem cells which they could use. So liver cells produced from stem cells can repair an organ, but if they can make more because of them being in the vicinity of, then that's pretty exciting. They say the high purity means there are less wrong cells that are being differentiated to other tissues. Because when you're making a stem cell, or you have a stem cell, and you're trying to make an organ or make extra cells of an organ, you want it to be the right cell. You don't want ovarian cells. You don't want gallbladder. I mean, you want liver. And apparently hydrogen sulfide helps these become a little bit more accurate. How? I don't know. I really don't know. Again, they confused me at the burp, to be honest. They say one of the concerns with dental pulp as a source of stem cells is the number that can be harvested. Apparently, the study did not say how many cells were produced. So if you only have X amount of cells and you got to do this right, you want it in the most opportune type of condition. And so I guess that's what they are using. Gas. I don't know if you buy it or if they make it. I don't know if they go, you know, hey, Nick, why don't you put this cup up to your, I don't know. I really don't know. Okay, so what's going on here? Now, they say a computer code may be the new ABC. Apparently, they're realizing that children are using computers before they learn how to read. So MIT workers, all right, researchers, actually have come up, from what I understand, with a typical, I guess, computer program that actually teaches kids even before they know how to read. Now, these, of course, some people are a little concerned because if they're, I mean, these kids, I think, already are hitting the computer too early. I understand you want your kid the smartest one in kindergarten, but I think there is a manner in which to teach them. But apparently what they've done is they taught youngsters how to assemble games and animations using simple color-coded blocks of instructions. And that's good if they could learn. But, again, some, you know, people in education are like, well, you know, this could be an issue here because we really need these kids to learn how to read first. But there's no evidence right now of this harming people. It's just these kids are now probably with our iPads and our iPhones going to be looking at computers anyway. I mean, and one thing that I'm noticing is many kids that, I guess haven't had that type of experience are coming into school by kindergarten already behind. You know, I didn't teach my kids computer because I still don't know much about computer. I mean, I know how to word process. I know how to look at my email. I know how to Facebook, but there was nothing I could, well, wait, Facebook just came out. But anyway, there was nothing that I really knew what to teach my kids with. But now these kids, they're walking around with mom's iPad. So I don't think it's bad to teach a kid how to navigate these things, but I don't think it's your substitute for early reading, okay? By no means. All right, when we come back from break, a lot of stories to talk about and review. I guess a couple kids were in a fight at school over a boy. One of them got her head knocked into a wall, had a bleed. We're going to talk about climate change, changing the way our mountains are, and they're getting more and more dangerous to climb. And many places in America have very inappropriate, non-politically correct names. We're going to talk about that, so don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C-Veg.
And with the Super C-Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C-Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C-Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C-Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C-Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C-Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, supersevege.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C-Veg daily is eating right.
Thank you. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you could email us at drdahlia.com. We will try to get to some of your emails today, but we got a lot of stories to cover. All right, so this is kind of interesting. In Atlanta, Georgia, there's a pizza place called Grand Central Pizza that is starting to get as bold as other restaurants are popping around the country. And what they've decided to do is post a ban of crying children. So at the bottom of their menu, it says, "Dear all present and future patrons, Grand Central Pizza is proud of its reputation as a family restaurant, a title that we will work to keep. Unfortunately, a number of our diners have posted unpleasant experiences because of crying and unsupervised children. To ensure that all diners have an enjoyable lunch or dinner with us, we respectfully ask that parents tend to their crying tots outside." Now, at first when I heard that they were banning crying kids, I'm like, really? These people have absolutely no concept of crying kids. But then, you know, once I saw that, I'm like, right on. Right on. You know, I see how parents handle their crying kids. Okay? Number one is they're so afraid of how everybody's going to, you know, take the crying kid that they try to shut the kid up. And what do? They try to shut the kid up with food. They try to shut the kid up with toys. Now, this has been one of the biggest problems we've had with the way we've been parenting our children. they learned very easily that if they cry, mom and dad are so intimidated by the cry that they can get anything they want. Now, when I grew up, it was different. My mom took me outside, and she let me cry. I did it with my kid. When my kid was crying, I took him out of the restaurant, and we sat in the car. I had the air conditioning on. We sat in the car, and when I got tired of the hearing, I would step out of the car, right? Air conditioning's still on, and I'm just standing right there, right? But just let him cry, and then they get tired of crying. And I go, are you ready to go back in? You done? No, we'll stay there. You know, sometimes I put my music on. I just wait. You know, I mean, that's assuming you've already changed them. You've taken a look at their little toes, making sure a hair isn't asphyxiating one of the toes or their fingers, you know. But sometimes these kids just don't want to be there. They want to be home. And I understand the frustration because they can't get up and walk and they can't drive a car. I understand that. But mommy and daddy are out. They have something to do. The world doesn't revolve around the baby. It revolves around the family. The family's the nucleus. Are you done crying? You're done crying? Fine, we go back in. So I think a restaurant has every right. Now, from what I do understand, that there have been restaurants that actually ban kids. I guess there was a restaurant that actually banned kids under 6 years old. Now, I mean, keep in mind, we are now, you know, still in the midst of one of the worst recessions we've ever had, possibly depression. And if a company really wants to salvage their business and adults aren't coming because it's a place that attracts kids and they want to be a business that doesn't attract kids, they have a right to do it. It may not be the most intelligent business move. They may start losing families. People may want to protest them, but they still have a right to do that. They have an absolute right. You know, I mean, I don't like listening to kids cry on a plane, but I'm a mom, I'm a doctor, I understand. It's really not a big deal. You know, I could deal with it, but there's some people, they just cannot handle it. They cannot handle it. They're having a low serotonin day, they're stressed out, or they just don't like kids. And I know it's difficult, but again, what do you do on a plane? You got to live with it. So I think adults have to learn to live with it, but I think a restaurant, I mean, you know, this restaurant's under fire for being anti-kid. Really? You know, there's a lot more other discriminatory things out there. I apologize. I'm having my reflux. You know, honestly, there's a lot of other things that I think they can honestly worry about more. So it's honestly, I think, just a bunch of media hype. But honestly, I think they have the right. Now, speaking of things that are making people mad, apparently there's lots of cities or creeks or mountains around the country that actually have names that are pretty startling to people because they were made many, 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 many years ago when things were obviously less PC. So apparently they are now, cities are looking into many of these places around around the country to see if they can start changing their names. Remember the hunting camp that Governor Rick Perry, right, was hunting at, and it started with the N-word and head, okay? And again, I don't know if the original name, you know, really meant that. I don't know how it got named that way, but they, you know, are now looking into changing it. I didn't realize there was a town in Georgia named Jewtown. I guess there's a town in Wyoming called Wap Draw. I mean, I am shocked to think that people would use slang derogatory terms to name their cities, but that's what is now being, you know, talked about in the media. I remember Lake Tahoe, that there's a Squaw Valley near Lake Tahoe, and so they're thinking about changing that name. Apparently there's many names that have Pollock in it, Cripple. I mean, I don't even want to go through some of these. I don't even want to say on air. And I guess it's multiple. Now, 1995, Minnesota was the first to pass legislation outlined Squaw. All right. Oregon once had 172 places with that name. Oklahoma has passed a 9-bonding resolution encouraging the change. Right. I mean, now states are passing other things. Again, I can't name a lot of these things because they're just absolutely inappropriate. But it's very interesting to see how, yes, these cities still, because remember, you know, these things were named sometimes centuries ago. And no one ever changes. So I guess they're going to get their act together. I've posted this article on my Facebook so you could read it at more detail. But kind of, you know, I know. You just don't think about it. I mean, when I lived in Lake Tahoe, there was Squaw Valley. We just, you know, just something. Then you're like, oh, wait a second. Because you don't think. You're thinking, you know, maybe it's a sound or you just don't think there's a connection. I mean, again, I don't know how anybody would look at Jewtown and, you know, not think it had anything to do with Jews. But it's in Georgia, I guess. I mean, what does the mayor do? Right? Does the mayor say, hi, I'm from Jewtown? I don't understand that. So, well, hopefully everybody gets their act together. Okay, speaking of people that don't have their act together, we were talking about this over the weekend, how apparently it's a worldwide issue where people are not wearing their condoms correctly. And so we kind of spent a significant amount of time talking about how to properly put on a condom. But, you know, many people didn't realize how dangerous this was. You know, people were pulling out, I guess, too quickly after climaxing and ejaculating and then not realizing that, of course, they were spreading disease. Because of that, they didn't realize that you still had to hold the condom on firmly. They say in the survey that between a quarter and one half of respondents failed to leave enough room at the tip of the condom. Remember, if you don't leave any room and you have a certain volume that's going to go into that area, and you don't leave any room for that, you can cause rupture. They say condom breakages occurred anywhere from 1 to 41% for the respondents, and between 13 and 19% experienced slippage. Well, we also discussed, you know, proper sizing. Okay, I know many of you would love to have a box next to the bed that says extra large Trojan. Yeah, I get that, but if that's not your size, don't wear it. All right? And then some of you, you just buy what's on sale and don't realize that you need a bigger size. Now, I understand that. There's no fitting rooms. I understand that. I mean, what you're probably going to have to do is buy a couple boxes and then try on what you, you know. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, they're a lot of money. I need to, Really? I can't be experimenting. I don't know, guys. You're going to have to figure out something. Between 4 and over 30% of participants said they put a condom on inside out, then flipped it the other way around when they figured it out, transmitting bodily fluids. Really? About 2 to 11% of people open condom packets with a scissors, knife, or their teeth, hence ripping the condom. Okay, so I'm not going to go into too much detail because, like I said, that's on one of our weekend shows. But just realize there's an art to it. There is. There's an art to it. Okay. Now, we had been talking about a gentleman who had the first quadruple limb transplant. He was the same gentleman a while back that had the first triple limb transplant. Apparently lost all his limbs due to an electrocution injury. Unfortunately, he passed today. 27-year-old. He had had groundbreaking surgeries. We were really hoping he would have gotten all four limbs. It just unfortunately didn't take, and he passed. Okay, let's get to more medical news. Is divorce genetic? And what's wrong if you don't take your husband's name? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
All right, so Dr. Dahlia here. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So an interesting study came out saying if you don't take your husband's name in marriage, that you may kind of be discriminated against or looked at poorly. Apparently, it's a study that looked at, I guess, Midwestern college students had, I guess, taken this survey. And they said the respondents were three times more likely to say that women who don't take their husband's names are less committed to the relationship compared to people who took that same test and were asked the question in 1990. They say Midwestern women are also less likely than women living in the Eastern U.S., to say they want to keep their birth name at marriage. Now, it's a small study. It's kind of interesting, you know, but what are they trying to say? They say most studies on name changing has been conducted in the East Coast, and very few studies have looked at change over time, you know. But tracking brides through the years and seeing if people divorced, etc., they don't have many studies. They say the first survey looked at about 258 men and women, the second 246. Again, not a big sample. But they say the surveys asked students whether they plan to keep their last name upon marriage or whether or not they thought that women who kept their name were less committed. And the results revealed that East Coast women were more likely to say they want to keep their names than Midwestern. From 11.6% to 4.3%. Okay, so what does that mean? Are Midwesterners starting to be, you know, more independent? We always kind of think of East Coast women being more independent and, you know, people in Midwest maybe being a little bit more conservative. Honestly, it's kind of a small study, right? They said in 1990, 2.7% of students surveyed agreed with the statement that women keeping her name was less committed to the marriage. Yet in 2006, the numbers jumped to 10%. So are values changing? Are people thinking to go back to traditional? You know, personally, I took my husband's name. I just always, ever since I was a little girl, just knew I was going to take my husband's name. I was going to be his bride, right? He was going to, you know, ride in on a beautiful white horse. I'd get to hop on, and as he holds me, carries me off into the sunset, I always thought that was going to happen. And, yeah, of course, I'd take on his name. Now, of course, it helped that my last name was Zodiro, which is a Z-O, so I married a W-A, Wax, so I didn't really have a problem with that, but it was just something I just didn't think twice. Do I think women who keep their own name are less committed? No, I don't, because remember, nowadays you have women, I mean, like my medical school class was almost 50% women. So if you have people that have already, let's say, started their careers and established themselves in a career, I mean, it is a pain to change your name. Now, when I did change my name, yes, it was a pain, but I still graduated. There were a couple little blips that I remember happened. You know, I remember at one point I said, okay, forget about the new name. Just, you know, if you know me by the last name, I don't want to get anything messed up, then fine. I mean, I married in my fourth year of medical school. So at that point, I was like, you know, look, I could at least start with my new name, with my new medical license, etc. But I had already been licensed in Arizona. Well, no, was I licensed? No, I wasn't licensed yet in Arizona. But anyway, I was going through, you know, the end of my training. I was at UCLA for my last year of medical school. Part, you know, UNR is where I graduated, because that's where I went for three of my 4 years. And so, yes, having the name change, it was a little difficult, especially, but because I was a student and I wasn't yet in my career and established and already credentialed with insurance companies and credentialed with Medicare. Trust me, a name change is a big pain to do with Medicare. Already known in the community, on the radio. I didn't have any of that. Very easy to do. Love my husband's name. Took it on proudly. I love my name. But, you know, I understand there's a lot of reasons for people not to. I mean, if I was in a family full of girls, right, and there was no one to extend my father's name, I could understand, you know, somebody, you know, in my family going, well, you know, maybe one of us should. I mean, I can understand that. You know, luckily, we have two boys in the family. So my father's name is going to be extended. Now, my mom's name, no. I'm a little nervous about that. You know, I mean, you know, because you do. You know, we have a good family. My mom's name is Salzer. It was changed. We had a lot of discrimination and stuff in our family. And so the name had been changed a few times, right? Prior to that, it was Katz. We're related to Joel Gray and Jennifer Gray because my great-grandfather, Edward Katz, was Mickey Katz's cousin, and Mickey Katz gave birth to Joel Gray, who gave birth to Jennifer Gray. So, I mean, we have a long line of names that, but the Katz name is still going on very well. Even though Joel and Jennifer Gray go by Gray, there's still many Katz, at least, I think, I know there's a lot of Katz from our family, so we know that name is protected. But my mom's name is lost, and if we didn't have two boys in the family, our name would be lost. So I get that. You know, I don't think it has anything to do with relationship commitment. I don't. Or if you have somebody that's very well established. I mean, like with me, I'm the Dr. Dahlia Show, so people only know me by my first name. If it was the Dr. Wax Show, yeah, that would be difficult if I changed it, but that's my married name, so I guess it doesn't matter. So, you know, do I think this is a hunk of baloney? Yes, I do. I do. But it's just interesting, though, to see people's thought process. Now, true, divorce, huge rates of divorce. I mean, what are we at now? The 60%? 60% of relationships divorce? But again, I don't think it has anything to do with the name. Now, if somebody goes into the marriage, you know, saying, look, I don't know how long this is going to last. I'm keeping my name. Okay, well, then maybe you could deduce that. But other than that, no. Come on. All right. Now, going on to divorce, let's talk about this gene. Scientists think, excuse me, I picked up my kid's cold. All right. No, I don't call in sick. I mean, every once in a while I have to call in sick, but I try not to. All right. So divorce gene. Scientists have identified a female divorce gene, which they think can identify which women will struggle to commit or deal with the relationship. Really? Apparently, Swedish researchers examined the DNA. This is crazy. All right. Swedish researchers examined the DNA of more than 1,800 women and their partners. Each couple had been together for more than 5 years and were either married or living together. They found that women who carried a variation of the oxytocin receptor gene, described as A allele, oxytocin, right, the love hormone, okay, were 50% more likely to report marital crisis or threat of divorce. Really? So it wasn't finances. So it wasn't the in-laws. So it wasn't somebody sleeping around. It was an oxytocin A allele, really? Oxytocin, also known as the love hormone, which is what we said, promotes feelings of love and affection. It is produced naturally, but especially during childbirth and breastfeeding, to help mothers bond with their babies. No, we love our babies because we love our baby. But you're right, oxytocin does it. All right. So if a woman can't process oxytocin properly, then she may not be able to bond with others, including her partner. Women who inherit this gene are less likely to get married in the first place, but if they do, they say there's a greater chance that marriage won't last. Lead researcher Hasse Wallum from Stockholm's Karolinska Institute, say that five times fast, they said, we found evidence that oxytocin can be involved in the regulation of human pair bonding by showing that variation of the oxytocin receptor gene is linked to how strongly women bond to a partner. Okay, now I got to tell you something. If they did a study on sex drive, and who is going to lose their sex drive after having kids and they start becoming middle age, and who doesn't, that would make some sense. Because the one thing I cannot figure out are these women that are coming to me who don't want to have sex with their husbands and they're in their mid to late 30s on up. And I understand the Darwinian, you know, survival of the fittest. Animals, when they're of a certain age, it's not in their best interest to get pregnant because their offspring could have more disabilities, as do women who are over 35. So I understand why they're set. But we're talking sex drive dropping. Now, if that was on a gene and then these women didn't want to have sex with their husband and the husband leaves, that would make sense. But just not wanting to bond, I don't know if I buy it. It's a cool theory, though. Okay, don't go away. We're going to be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I love that song, don't you? All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Realize if you missed any of my first 2 hours, talked about a lot of stories, which I'll try to recap at the end of this hour. You could listen 24/7 on my website. We have an on-demand button that reviews all the shows from the previous day, as well as links you to GCN Live, Genesis Communications Network, which has all my archives and podcasts. A big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. A big thank you to Kyle for working the dials. All right, so remember we talked about last week how video games could make you smarter, like World of Warcraft? Remember they did a study that World of Warcraft can actually make you smarter and that maybe you need to get grandma an account? Well, you know, today they came out with earth-shattering, absolute earth-shattering medical news that video games really don't substitute for kids playing outside. Really? Duh. All right, they say kids given a Nintendo Wii, or what do they also have, the Kinect, right? They say kids given a Nintendo Wii may not be the answer to childhood obesity, according to a trial. Oh, I apologize. All right. Sorry, we have a little, some things falling down to the studio here. All right. Kids they say, that are trying to use those as a substitute for physical activity, right? Not working. All right. They say here there was no boost in their physical activity than those who actually did these active console games than those that didn't, really. All right. You know, I know people may break a sweat, but again, it is not enough. Now, again, this isn't a shock to us, but I see that. Parents will be like, you know what? All right. If you can't play outside because of the rain, go play your Wii. Now, I got to admit, it's better than nothing. I mean, if you work up a sweat, it is better than nothing. But remember, it's not good enough as being outside. Remember, outside you run. You know, I noticed this when I would be doing aerobics in the 80s. When I used to run outside, I could run outside for 10 minutes and be more winded than running for 45 minutes in place or on a treadmill. It's completely different when you're outside. Absolutely. And, of course, the kids aren't getting the sun and the vitamin D. Yes, I know they have to be covered in sunscreen, but still, you know, they need to be outside. Now, what about being smart? That, I don't know. They do say video games are making you more impulsive, right? They say video games and impulsivity seem to go hand in hand. Yeah. I mean, remember, you do get quick hand-eye coordination. I don't know if that's good or bad. Remember years ago they said surgeons do better if they played video games? They actually said surgeons have better hand-eye coordination if they played video games. Really? That was a bunch of surgeons who wanted to play on break. Please, come on. Yeah, I'm not going to buy that study. But I do understand. I mean, you learn to be very quick. You know, I mean, remember Pong? It was nice and slow. Now these games, I mean, they're fast, like Tetris. You know, every once in a while I like to play Tetris. You know, and you have to move. You have to have reflexes. So with all the news that's been going on with video games over the last few days, I will agree with the one where they said World of Warcraft increases intelligence and cognitive ability. And the only reason why, even though I barely got through a level 2 on the game and my kids kicked my butt and I think they had me killed or something, the only reason why I would even agree with that is because if your average senior is not being, you know, mentally prompted, if they're not being tested, if they don't have to remember who's around the corner or remember, I don't know what they do on World of Warcraft. You know what I'm thinking of? There's a YouTube video where World of Warcraft switches places with an office, so they have to, I guess, be in office-type clothes and do the tasks of an office. But anyway, you need to work together. You need to come up with a plan. You need to come up with strategy, etc. If you aren't active, if you aren't taking classes, if you don't have a job, you're retired, you're kind of doing the same old routine, same old, same old, then that's going to be an issue. That's going to be, you know, so I think in that particular case, video games, also communication. I believe World of Warcraft, you could talk to other buddies, right? You instant message and all that. And so if you're not really in a facility or in a home or in a neighborhood where you could communicate with people. And so, like I said, I see benefits, but I'm talking about the senior population. Okay, to kids, no. You were designed to play outside, play stickball, play dodgeball, play kickball. What you kids weren't designed to do, by the way, walk into an Ohio high school and start shooting kids up. Now, we've talked about the story today, very scary story, where a boy who was, from what I understand, had been bullied, walked in to the school, TJ Lane, early this morning, about 7:30, decides to shoot at a bunch of kids at one table. One died. One is in serious condition. A few others hurt. People, you know, jumped to the ground. Apparently the school was very well drilled and knew what to do in case of an emergency like this. Assistant football coach tried to run him out. I had spent significant amount of time talking about the warning signs. Apparently this boy, about, I think, 8 weeks ago, had posted a pretty creepy message telling people to die and how they, you know, he wants people to bow to him, and nobody saw the sign. So again, reminds all of us that we need to watch and see what our kids are doing. Again, we don't have any new information on what's going on with these kids. We know he is in custody, and people were shocked. They didn't say he was a weird kid, said weird things. They said he looked sad, and we are getting reports that he was bullied. but not much more with that. Also, a shocking story, you had fifth graders who decided to poison their teacher, put rat poison in her coffee in Fresno. We're talking about 10-year-olds, 10 and 11-year-old. One of the children decided to knock the coffee over because he had a change of heart. These kids were suspended. I'm surprised not more, but from what I understand, they are going to be probably taking more disciplinary action. All right. Then in Boston, a gay Boston man was allegedly the victim of a hate crime last week. He was attacked by a group of teenage girls at a subway station. While they were physically assaulting him, they were screaming verbal assaults having to do with him being gay. Now that these girls are going to be charged with a hate crime, three of them said, no, you can't because we're lesbian. So because we're lesbian and gay ourselves, you can't charge us with a hate crime. Well, of course you can. And whether it's a hate crime or not, these girls were assaulting somebody, okay? They should be held accountable for their actions. But from what we understand is the judge gave a very low bail. Lawyers are saying this suggests she doesn't see merit in some of the charges. And so this is going to be interesting to see what happens. But, again, I guess my problem is that the law is not equal. You'll have two different cases happening, even in the same city, same crime done, but completely different sentences, you know? And whether it's a hate crime or not, whether they're lesbian or not, or the gentleman was gay or not, they assaulted him physically, right? What I don't understand is why there aren't set sentences. Assault gets this. Burglary, robbery gets this. You guys heard about the Carnival Cruise Line, right? I mean, these cruise ships have absolutely dominated the news in the last week or two. Carnival Cruise Line has to now cancel onshore excursions because when Carnival landed in Puerto Vallarta and some of the people took a shore excursion, they were held by gunpoint and knife point and robbed. So everybody had to throw their stuff down. Somebody in the back said run, so everybody ran, and luckily nobody was hurt. All 22 people are okay. But still scary story. Also scary, we are waiting for tugboats to come to the rescue off a Costa Allegra ship that is now stuck near the island nation of Sicilies as they were doing a cruise through the Indian Ocean around Africa. Apparently a fire broke out in the generator room, rendering the ship unable to move. It is just floating around in Somali pirate-infested waters while we are waiting for tugboats to get there. Yeah, very scary stuff. But, like I said, today was a day of chaos. So sorry I didn't have happier news to tell on the show. But hopefully tomorrow will be more positive. So please tune in tomorrow at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY and feel free to listen to any of the hours of my show on my website at Dr. Dahlia On Demand. A big thanks to Kyle for a great show tonight. You all be safe and don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Bye-bye.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.